Today we're answering the question of whether octopus should be canned with hot sauce. I'm pretty sure I know what my answer is going to be.
Are you serious? I'm not eating that.
Welcome to Next Time, y'all. So, I decided what we're doing, since we're trying some barnacle foods,
that we would try
one of their partnership products, which is canned octopus in their Bull Whip Kelp hot sauce. Wasn't quite expecting it to look so vile and
well,
weird.
Apparently that's, they just cut the thing and,
Are you okay, Caleb?
I'm not.
Well, the smell is a little bit,
It just smells like canned tuna.
I know. I'm not a fan of canned tuna.
Oh, there's a little octopus thingy.
Can I have a paper towel, please?
Oh my gosh. Nah, dog. I'm not eating.
Oh, you got the tentacle!
Can I call a friend, please?
This is hilarious.
Are you serious? Oh, God. It just fell out. I mean, look at that. This thing just fell out. This is a little sucker.
Don't show that to me, please. you touched me with it.
That one's yours.
Okay. Oh my gosh, dude.
Seriously, we should cut this as a punishment, dude.
Are you serious right now? Okay. How come I got this? And you guys got like a...
Oh, it's luck, really tough.
Luck of the draw. Okay,
hold on. Whoa. Are we really doing this, guys?
All right. Hey, man. Seth is the one that
I don't want to do it now. I don't want to do it now.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I'm ready yet.
All right, George.
Okay, do we have something like the, Oh, my head's smelling like it. You know, like the little...
clothespin, yes.
Clothespin or something?
No, afraid not. Hold on one moment, though.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I don't even have any water.
Oh, he needs water, kid.
Caleb. You got some water? You got any water in this thing? Oh, gosh.
I do not want to do this.
Here we go.
Okay, yeah. Hit me up a little bit of water here, because I am...
There you go.
Has this stuff got, like, nutritional benefits or something? Is this like a superfood?
Well, it's seafood, so it has some benefits of some kind.
6-8 grams of protein. That's not a protein for me to do this. Not really. I mean, just like it's protein.
Okay, well.
All right, hold it. Wait. Just because I'm not going to get stiffed by having the largest piece.
Oh, gosh, that smells terrible.
I'm eating this entire piece.
Oh, I am not.
No, you have to.
You're going to shove it all in your mouth. I'm going to do the same. And George,
I got to eat this.
No, you need to get that.
I'm not eating all that.
Yes, you do.
No,
that's a small chunk compared to what we have.
Proportionally.
Yeah, but this has the... Look at that.
I will forgive that.
Nope, I'm sorry.
You have to eat that and that.
Dude, no, heck no.
Both together.
I don't want to put this in my mouth.
Hey, man. You're the one that found this online.
I thought it would be funny.
Well, hopefully the people who are watching this are laughing.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh.
All right. We're not getting stiffed. None of us are going to chicken out.
Look, dude, mine is really hard. Is yours hard?
Yeah.
It's very hard. I'm not entirely sure why. I hope there's not bone marrow or something in here.
No. Dude, you ready?
No, I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't either. But
I'm taking my glasses off in case I cry.
This is where we get the big bucks. All right. Hold it. On the count of three, we put it in our mouths. Anyone who chickens out has to drink all the juice.
What if you
I may not be able to eat the whole thing, but I will put it in my mouth.
You have to eat it.
You have to swallow.
No, it's not going to happen.
Hey, puking gets extra points. We knew this coming in.
All right, ready? One.
Two.
Wait. Are we doing it on three or after three?
On the number three. We're putting it in our mouth.
You ready?
Okay, ready?
Don't want my mommy.
All right. I'm counting. On the count of three.
No.
One, two, three. And.
Delicious.
Nope.
It's not that bad.
It's flavor's not that bad. The texture, it doesn't. No, I can't do it.
It's not quite like calamari.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of.
It's very, very tough.
It's very tough. Very rubbery.
It's very
like,
chewy.
It has like a tuna-esque flavor, but it's not like like strong tuna.
Mm-mm. You can't say anything.
Oh, I tasted it. I tasted it.
No, no.
I bit it.
It reminds me of a tough sardine.
Yes.
It tastes very much like sardine.
Well, that's a sardine flavor.
I've never had a sardine. Well, I had it on a pizza. Ooh. Remember, we did the sardines with the mustard?
That was...
And it was disgusting.
That was not the right first time for you to have a sardine.
See, I can eat it like this. I put the whole thing in my mouth. Mm-mm.
It's not terrible.
It's actually not.
No, it's like...
I mean, it looks really weird.
It almost has a smoked flavor.
Imagine overcooked chicken breast. Because it's tough.
It's a lot tougher than that.
It's a little bit tougher than that. But imagine overcooked chicken breast.
But chicken breast is really dry when it's with overcooked.
With fishy taste.
Yeah, this is not dry.
It's not dry.
I'm trying to think of a good comparison. I can't really think of a good comparison.
Eating it a little bit by a little bit, I don't mind it.
That's what I'm saying.
Whole thing in my mouth. It was like...
It was weird. It was kind of...
You can't look at it.
It was kind of like a piece of chewing gum.
I don't know what that was. It triggered something and I couldn't do it.
It's actually not bad. The flavor is pretty good. I mean, if you like sardines, it's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I don't like sardines, I don't think.
You've never had them. You can't say for sure. That needs to be a future Sample Saturday episode.
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. I don't do fishy bone stuff.
It's like a little stringy too.
See, that used to be a tradition in our family because our mom's dad, he was in the Navy and stuff, and his thing was sardines because it has the bones in it, and so he had all of us at one point.
I don't like bones.
Yeah,
I love fish.
I don't.
It's not the fish.
I don't mind
it's the little bones and stuff like
it's
that.
It's just the crunch. Imagine it's a cracker.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So. Yeah, I mean,
I've almost choked on bones, fish bones.
It just
reminds me of like I get like a slight panic attack. Panic attack, but
right.
The smell and the texture when you eat it all the way, you know, like one big bite, no. But if you eat it a little bit by a little bit, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was
the
that
hot
bad.
Sauce. You don't really register. It doesn't really don't really taste the hot sauce.
There's
much.
A little bit
of a bite, but not much.
It's a little bit. I mean, it's very much like the what product did we try first of theirs? The chocolate.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It has a little bit of bite in the mouth, in the palate, and just a little bit in the back of the throat.
So this is 2023. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. 2023, yeah. Last year.
So they're a new company? Or this is a new product?
That's when they canned it.
Oh, that's when they canned it.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if it was chopped up, I would eat it again.
Yeah, if it was... I don't know. I like stuff warm. So,
it might be good warm.
I just envisioned eating that microwaved. And that's
I'm thinking you cut it up and put it in like a frying pan with some onions and some
bacon or something.
Yeah, something.
See, I mean, I could eat this. I'm sorry for the gag, but that rubbery sensation was no.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed seeing me gag? Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
I did not throw up. So I'll let everyone know that.
You don't get points then. You get extra points for puking. I keep telling you this.
It will happen one day, I'm telling you, but it did not happen today.
All right. Well, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 through 5, yuck through wow, we have yuck, blah, palatable, yum, and wow. I would actually put this down as...
Do not say what I think you're going to say. It.
If I'm in the mood, I would actually put it as a yum.
I knew he was going to say it.
I would say palatable. The texture is a yuck for me. If you eat it directly out of the can, large.
Wasn't that bad.
I'm sorry. That was nasty. But if you like take little bites or chop it up, it was definitely, it's a yum. But to me, I would say overall, if you include the texture for me, it's a palatable.
What are you going to say?
No. So I think of things like in like nutritional value.
It probably has omega-3s in it, I would think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has good oils.
Mm-hmm.
It's protein.
So I would say if we're going to go with like that kind of route...
You're trying to find a redeeming quality, aren't you?
Well, I like I said, I really didn't mind it.
Yeah.
But the look of it,
It look was horrible.
And this initial smell, but I don't really like a lot of like canned stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Tuna smells. Woo.
Yeah.
Super potent.
Turns my stomach.
Even the canned chicken is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll eat it. It's not my favorite thing to do, but when you put it in something, like use this to make something, because we're not going to eat this by itself.
No,
more than likely.
Yeah.
But are you going to use it in a octopus salad?
I mean,
I've never made one.
I mean, if it was chopped up with like seaweed salad
and
cucumbers or something, it'd be delicious.
Or even if you had like, if you had like warm rice and you were to just toss this in with the warm rice.
Chopped, of course.
Yeah.
Definitely chop it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say it's probably palatable for me.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, the flavor is.
It's actually really pleasant flavor.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad flavor. I just don't know that I would. Get it.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, I don't know. It's not a bad thing.
I would probably eat it again.
If it was
prepared differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
It's a palatable.
Yeah.
All right. So you said palatable. You said palatable. I'm saying yum. Okay.
I would say yum if it wasn't for the general overall texture when I first bit into it.
Right.
That was just so off-putting for me.
Yeah. I think if they had diced it or something in the can, would have been much better.
I agree.
But yeah. Okay. Well, let us.
Almost like the chicken, like when you see the chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, tuna kind of falls apart, but
right. The
chicken, they kind of chop that up.
This does not fall apart.
No.
It stays firm.
So let us know what you thought of us eating this. If you were disappointed that Seth didn't, in fact, puke. By the way, don't belch. It's not good.
I just did. It probably smells god awful in this office.
It probably does.
Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. And let us know what you thought of the product and if you would try it.
And if you have a product that you think will make us gag, let us know. Because Weird Kib is... Evidently, his goal for 2024 is to make me throw up. So,
that's one of my resolutions. I'm going to have at least one of these two puking at one point in time in the year.
Wow, what a friend!
What else are producers for?
Yeah.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Thank you for joining us this Sample Saturday. Is there a product you have a question about, or maybe you have a suggestion for a future sampling? If so, post them on Sample Saturday's Facebook page. Till next time, this is Sample Saturday, brought to you by Fit Bodies Unlimited. Get fit, stay fit.